John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 30. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 30.
I intend to take that out of my own pocket and get rid of it. planning figures, we had already agreed there was a difference of view between us and the department. In the case of agriculture, of some $400 million. In the case of HEW, some $200 million. That to meet the president's target, it is likely to be necessary to cut below our figure. In the case of agriculture, by another $100 or $200 million. In the case of health, education, and welfare, by as much as $200 to $400 million. Yes, sir.
Any $600 million on the gap?
Yes, sir. This simply illustrates the extent of the range of discussion that we're going to be engaged in during this next few weeks. We do not think that it would be wise or appropriate to set arbitrary figures or arbitrary rules. We do not, for example, want to propose a no new starts policy. We think that some new starts are as urgent as anything that will be in the budget. Clearly, we will be proposing fewer new starts than we had in mind last summer. But we don't think a flat, arbitrary rule of no new starts would be a wise thing to do. Instead, we want to apply, ask you to apply, a priority sense across the whole range of what is now being done and what is proposed to be added. We will ask you to consider what is going to be done in 1963 that may have effect on 64. For illustration, the food stamp program is one which is expanding during this year. The rate of expansion during this year will clearly have a significant impact on what is going to be the budget situation for next year. Therefore, in a case like that, we will be asking you to consider 63 plans as well as 64 plans. We would ask you to be careful, especially during these next few campaign weeks, on specific commitments to figures or to projects or to programs. The glowing word should be used without figures attached insofar as possible. We'll have to ask that legislative proposals be reviewed. For illustration, the education proposals will obviously have to be reviewed. The urban mass transit proposal will have to be reviewed. The recreational land purchase program will have to be reviewed. Finally, we would suggest that we all try to hit especially hard at increases in the number of employees. The State Department was, I think, the main agency which in the 1963 budget did not ask for increased employees. This made a very favorable impression on the Capitol Hill and in the country at large. I think the impression, the image, the public understanding of what this next budget will represents will be substantially influenced by the degree to which it can be clearly on its face an extremely tight and restrictive budget so far as personnel increases are concerned. They may not involve really very much money, but the numbers of persons by themselves, the numbers of employees, are looked at, will be looked at, and in consequence, I think they are worth very special attention.
What is that? What is our personnel going up since January 61? Day, you know?
Yes, about
160,000, but
how much?
160,000, but only 117,000, Mr. President, could be called regular employment. The rest of them are seasonal.
Well, now, how does that compare to the period of President Eisenhower's?
His first 18 months? I don't
know. Well, we don't know even his first 18 months. That's quite a substantial increase.
But, yes, sir, but during the first year or so of President Eisenhower's increase, Mr. President. The increase in the post office is roughly comparable to the increases in the preceding years. The big jumps we've had have been in defense, in space, in agriculture, in interior, and scattered, also to some extent in AGW, reflecting the old age survivors insurance expansion.
I think the figure we ought to emphasize is the relation to population of 19 out of 1,000 and 45 out of 13 out of 1,000 are federal employees.
Now, these are points of defense, and they're good ones. Nevertheless, I think the President is correct. The impression in the Congress and in the country is that these are large increases in personnel. No matter how solidly they're justified, they look big. It would be hard to go along with that kind of increase and a budget presentation such as is necessary to be made.
On the other hand, you could show a great savings in personnel and not a savings in money by contracting out to
this particular group of space where we have elected to do a great deal in-house that we might have contracted out. Now that we've started them, of course, we can't really change it.
Especially since it's a preferable course.
Yeah.
That's all I had, Mr. President, but there may be some questions.
Well, what's the next subject on that? I was going to say, what about the welfare program?
Cents out of every dollar appropriated to us now outside government have only enough in-house capability to manage this large enterprise, and our in-house personnel, Jerry, is not going up by anything like the magnitude of the outside. I just want to be sure that even though we have elected to do in-house certain things that are quite important to us as a means of controlling the whole program, we still have got this 90-10 ratio.
Where we're close.
tough on this budget, but I will say just before we leave that Ambassador Galbraith says we'll have to get a tax cut through anyway, and there'll be time to use expenditures. So therefore, you shouldn't cut your program. That's the only way you're ever going to get the kind of spending which this economy needs to maintain a reasonable rate of growth.
Thank you. said what our GNP estimates were for the first and second quarters of the ensuing year, because in connection with the